Welcome to Boss Up Babes, helping babes show up, boss up, and thrive. With number one best-selling author, global influencer, and ultimate boss babe, Carissa Adkins. Carissa is a health and wellness expert and CEO of the 365 Daily Hustle, here to help mompreneurs and career-focused women boss up and reclaim their healthiest life. She is a pro at cutting through the BS and inspiring massive breakthroughs that help women create healthy routines and habits that facilitate personal and professional growth. Are you ready to reclaim your best life, take action, and be a badass boss babe? Let's get to it.
What up, you guys? It's your fit girl, Carissa Adkins, and I'm in the house with a fantastic, beautiful queen. I'm going to introduce you here in a moment, but I just want to welcome you, right? Boss Up Babes, welcome to the show. If you're new, welcome. If you're coming back for your like 10th, 20th, 30th episode, awesome. We love to hear from you. And you guys, you always know you can email me in, send me a DM. I personally answer all of them. If you're looking for topics that you want to hear on, get strategies on, you guys, you know where to find me. I'm all over Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, you name it, I'm there. But I want to get straight into today's episode because it's going to be such a juicy topic. Honestly, every woman kind of needs to hear from this boss babe. And you know, I only bring the biggest queens on, so it's super exciting to have Jennifer in the house. So with that, I want to welcome Jennifer to the show. She, our interview today is really going to be focusing in on, you know, how we can, you know, boss up and transform and find our strong and what that looks like to us. So super excited with that. Let me just introduce Jennifer to the show and yeah, we'll get going. So Jennifer,
welcome. I'm so excited to chat with you today. We had you on my podcast and it was such a fun conversation. So I can't wait to dive deeper today with you.
Yeah, you guys, and Jennifer is the owner of Strong Fitness Magazine. She's the creator of Your Best Body Transformation Program. She's a total boss. And yeah, I told you we're diving into topics around peak performance, why women need to put themselves first, and how to find their strong. So that's beautiful. Quick backstory. Yeah, I don't even know how Jennifer and I have eventually connected, but the world and the universe has its amazing powers and I never question them. But Jennifer, I just got back from Albuquerque and I did a strong fitness camp. I got to be a speaker for Kim up there in Rio Rancho. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Kim's amazing. And she's so awesome. Oh my gosh. And I'm so glad you were there speaking. That's incredible. How did you find it?
Well, I am friends with Kim and I saw when she was hosting this event, I'm like, Strong Camp, what is this? Like, I need to be a part of it. And I reached out and as a speaker, right, I was like, hey girl, do you need any speakers? And she's like, I would love to have you. I've already seen you speak, your energy, like it's just ecstatic, it's alive. And she's like, you're exactly what I would love to bring to this event. And so, yeah, I drove down because that's about 3.5-4 hours away from me and drove down, spent the whole 2 days with Kim and her team and all of, you know, I got my strong fitness hat and my tank top. I should have worn it today. Yeah, it was so much fun.
I love it.
So you guys, they host so many amazing things. But anyways, okay, we're going to get right to it because I could just keep talking to Jennifer all day long. So I like to just kind of get the party started with like a fun pop-up question. And the question I have for you, honestly, is what is like the biggest habit that you do every single day that contributes to your success without getting into what we're probably going to talk about today? What's like a fun habit that you do every single day that contributes to your success?
After becoming a mom, this was so important to me. And that is getting my workout done first thing in the morning. And I know if I don't get it done first thing in the morning, I'm just not going to get it done. There's just things that we own a few businesses. I have 2 boys, 7 and 3-year-old. They're into sports now. There's no way that I'm going to get my workout done if I leave it to like the end of the day. And it's also my time. So I actually schedule it into my calendar. Yeah. I don't take any calls you know, how they can creep in, right? Like, are you free at 9 o'clock? No, I'm not. I get my workout done from 9 to 10, and then I start my day at like 10:15. Mm-hmm. And I do that just for my own sanity. I do that to set the tone in my day. I know that I'm going to have more energy, be more alive. And that's my time to treat myself.
Love it, girl. I'm right there with you. Oh, goodness. All right. So with that, I mean, every woman wants to know the backstory, because I find that every woman has a story. And it's one of my mentors a long time ago, Les Brown, said, Carissa, your story is not yours to keep. Your story is there to inspire other women to boss up and overcome their challenges too. So tell us a little bit about how Jennifer even became this amazing, gorgeous goddess queen.
Yeah, we all have a story, right? And it's I'm totally with you. I'm all about the aspire to inspire, because you just don't know who you're going to help with your story. Mm-hmm. So I started as a personal trainer on the gym floor at age 18. While I was in university. So I would wake up really early, train my clients in the morning, go to university in the day, and then come back and train at night. You know, those split days. And I was also surrounded by many trainers there and people within the fitness industry. And I received a lot of good advice. And I also received a lot of not really good advice, you know, being in the fitness industry and being surrounded by competitors and that sort of thing. And then also being like offered to do photo shoots and this and that. And obviously at a young age, you want to do those things, right? That really excited me, because I love the fitness industry. But I was overdoing it big time, and I wasn't eating any carbs, and I was like doing double day cardio and basically eating nothing. One day I was training one of my clients and I fainted on the gym floor, hit my head. They had to call the ambulance. Oh. And I woke up and I was extremely, extremely embarrassed, because there I am preaching health and fitness to my clients, you know, teaching them how to eat properly. And I was probably the most unhealthiest person in the room. And I knew at that point, it was like a huge, huge wake up call. Cause I knew at that point, if I kept going the way that I was going, I wasn't going to live a very long and healthy life. So that's when I decided something had to change. I went back to school for holistic nutrition, and I learned how to eat and fuel my body properly. I started training smarter and not harder. You know, like I threw pushed the scale aside. Stop worrying about like losing the 1 or 2 pounds. I was already skinny, and I was worrying. It was an eating disorder too that I had. Like I realized that when I came out of it. It was horrible. Just the self-talk and everything, right? So I decided to change at that point. I decided to learn how to fuel. I started training a lot smarter with lifting heavier weights and not overdoing the cardio. And I really found my strong. Like I really started to feel more confident at that time. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, this, when you start like lifting heavier weights and like, it builds that confidence that seeps into all areas of your life. Right. Yeah. I showed up better in all verticals of my life. And I wanted to help women do that as well. I wanted to help women push the scale aside and stop focusing on losing and start focusing on what they can gain,
right?
The strength, the confidence, you know, and taking up more space in their life. So that's when I started my coaching program with women and really teaching them how to find their strong too, and not care so much about the weight loss and getting smaller.
Yeah. Yeah. And gosh, I remember when I was chasing that small size, right? Like I'd lost probably 80 pounds and I would go to this nutrition. I'm like, this is what I want to look like. I was chasing this sense of happiness. Mm-hmm. And he got me, you know, 11%. He's like, are you going to compete or what are you doing? Like, this is not fun to do, right? You're like, you're putting in so much work. What are you going to do with it? I'm like, I'm hoping to get happy. And he was like, oh girl, you know? And this was way before I was coaching, but I found out that like, finding your strong oh my gosh, when I started lifting, you know, and I started seeing muscle definition. Yeah. At first it was like physical. I'm like, oh, I feel so strong. I look strong. I look great. I look healthy. But then it came to like, oh my gosh, the strength of the resilience, the mindset of going from, I can't lift that to, I can probably lift that to, oh, I'm going to lift this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It breathes into every area of your life. And I preach that too, ladies, if you're listening and you're like, what? She doesn't do all that cardio. Like, yes, cardio is important, but I think Jennifer and I would both agree that it's like, get in and build some strength. It does more than just your body's good, right? It does mental strength. It's all kinds of things. So you mentioned something about verticals and I know I kind of did some stalking with you, of course, and you're big on, you know, helping women kind of create that peak performance and being mm-hmm. a 10 out of 10. So what does a 10 out of 10 in verticals mean to you? Like, what is that?
Yeah. So I'm going to be 40 this year. And I feel like when you're entering a new decade, it really forces you to just think about the future more. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So I, you know, working with women for so long, a lot of women come into my coaching program and they're like, I don't know if I can be this person because I have so much on my plate. Mm-hmm. And I kind of help them say like, why not? Why can't you be a 10 out of 10 in all areas of your life or strive to be that, right? Mm-hmm. Be a 10 out of 10 in your health. Be 10 out of 10 in your relationships, in beauty, in business, in parenthood. We can strive to be that. I feel like there's a lot of, just with social media right now, really honing in on to be happy where you're at. I'm totally there. Appreciate where you're at, but that doesn't mean you have to stay there. That doesn't mean you have to be mediocre.
Right.
You always want to strive to keep getting a little bit better in all the verticals of your life. And so I teach women how to do that. And so that they can be it all. And because when you start taking care of your health first, we know this, you're going to have more energy. You're just going to have, it is going to start to trickle into all the other verticals of your life, but you have to take care of yourself first before you can give to everywhere else.
Yeah.
So I really help women take that up and level. We set goals in all areas of their life. We set epic goals. We celebrate with photo shoots and fun things to celebrate themselves, because I feel like women just don't celebrate themselves enough. And so we're always striving to be a little bit better every single day.
Yeah. Yeah. I wake up every day. I'm not trying to like I'm never ever comparing my past, but I'm like, how can I be better today? And in fact, I just got done with a conference in Arizona and it was called Uplift Millions. And I got like a 15-minute hot seat session with a coach. And he's like, when like us overachievers, we're always looking for that next thing. You guys were like almost like this junkie of like, what's next? This is so cool. What's next? And yes, I appreciate it. But he goes, when's the last time you really sat and appreciated where you were at in 2019 with your business and where you're at now? And I'm like, he's like, no, like really sat and like really was like really felt those feelings. And I just started bawling and he was like, are you okay? And I was like, I haven't like given myself permission almost to like really think about all the greatness that I've created, the lives that I've impacted, you know, since 2019. And it's a crucial part, you guys, you got to rewire your brain to find the positives in almost everything that you're doing. Right. And I love that. I love that 10 out of 10 vertical. I'm like, oh, I like it. I didn't know really what it meant, but I'm like, now that I know, like, you're brilliant.
Yeah. It's you. Like you're like that. You just want to show up your best version in every vertical of your life. And it's true. You should celebrate your journey. You also have to look at how far you have come as well and celebrate yourself.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. So, you know, I always say like health is wealth, because I work with a lot of wealthy women who have no health, no energy, and they're like lagging every day and they're just like living on coffee and then wine and boozing it up just to try and like wind down. And I'm like, okay, but what do you really have? So I'm glad that at the end of the day, I think you said that was like your foundation, right? Like it all has to start with health.
Yes.
You first. So Cool. Life gets in the way. Like, that's the biggest thing. I literally just got done with a group coaching call right before our interview. And, you know, I haven't seen one of my clients in like 30 days. And granted, she told me, she's like, I need a solid break, right? I'm going through a lot of stuff. I'm not going to air her stuff, but she's like, life got in the way and I'm so glad to be back. So life gets in the way. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. It's life. And as soon as I feel like when somebody comes and they start on their health journey, you're motivated at first.
Yeah.
But you also want everything to go perfectly. And it's not going to go perfectly. We all know that. Even progress is not linear. It's up and down. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we accept that there's obstacles that pop up in our life, we can just be prepared for them. I love to use the term correct and continue.
Tell me more about that.
I use this a lot. Because we know life gets in the way and not everything's going to be perfect. So we have to just try to get back on track as quick as possible. And I don't know about you with your coaching business, but a lot of women that are coming in, professionals, high achievers, are that type A personality. And so they want to show up and be perfect in every way. But as soon as they're not perfect, it's like, okay, I need to start over, or I'm going to just give it a break, or I'm going to throw in the towel right now. I'll come back to it later. And that's when that like vicious hamster wheel goes round and round and round, because they basically give up if it's not perfect. Mm-hmm. So as long as, like, for me, as long as I can get through to them, correct and continue. And as long as they can say that, the more that they say that, the more closer to their goals they're going to get, and realize that the journey isn't going to be completely perfect. And it's really the true way to success. Is how fast you can get back on after a slip up, after an obstacle, after life happens.
Yeah. And every freaking day I'm like, hit the reset. I had a client when she said, Carissa, you always like, cause I preach that instead of correct and continue, it's like, hit the reset. Like,
okay, I like that.
Today, the last hour, crappy, right? Hit the reset and get going again. Right. Like, it's a physical button. I'm like, hit it.
Yeah.
Until it becomes a mental button, until it becomes just easy. It's like, you're unconsciously even doing it. You're like, oh, bad day, hit the reset. But even me and my husband, right, when we're having a bad day with each other, I'm like, you need to hit the reset.
And then let's hit the reset together.
And I'm like, okay, let's agree to hit it together. Okay. Because we're both alphas, right? We're fighting for like that. No, it's you, it's me. But you guys, that is a good, not just health and fitness. I want to remind you, like, her correct and you can go for everything. Business, everything. We all have bad business days. We all have bad months where income is down. We have bad times in our relationship. Like, just hit the, like, the correct and continue and get the hell up and boss up and get going again.
Yep.
Cause life is not perfect for me. I don't know about you, Jennifer. I doubt it is.
No, yeah. Far from it.
Kids get sick.
I have a sick child right now that might come in the door any second.
Yes. You never know, you guys. So it's not like we don't just have the perfect lives. We just hit that reset. We correct and continue every single day if we need to. I love that. So your like slogan is like, find the strong. I freaking love it. When I was on your podcast, I'm like, damn, this is fire. Like, I want it. And then I was at that event, the Strong Fitness Camp in Rio Rancho. And it was like, find your strong, ladies, find your strong. And I love the concept, find your strong. So how would you explain it? What's the best way that you try and tell your clients to find their strong?
It's like finding your why, and it doesn't have to be as deep as you think, because it can kind of show up in other ways later on, depending on the evolution where you are in your journey. Mm-hmm. It could just be like, you know what? I don't feel good right now. Like, my clothes are not really fitting that well right now. Like, I need to do something about it. And that could be the base of your why. But finding your strong is so much more. It is the actual journey. It's actually, you know, the journey is the reward, and accepting the day as we spoke about, getting a little bit better every single day. And so, yes, you might have this big lofty goal, but what's going to get you there? And that's the discipline and the habits that you are creating day in and day out, and they are going to eventually add up. Now, I told you my story about finding my strong as a younger girl and, you know, doing everything wrong. Yeah. And then finally hitting rock bottom and having that embarrassing fainting moment. But that was what I had to go through in order for me to take charge of my life and get through it, and finding my strength in the gym. But not only that, finding my strength, like in my confidence, and then finding strength to actually share it with somebody else and teach them to do the same thing. That's what I think finding your strong is, you know, finding it for yourself, but also paying it forward to others.
Yeah.
And we do that with the strong camps, as you saw.
It was so fun. I have never, okay, I'm going to share this with you because I've never been to a strong camp. Obviously, it's my first one. And before I'm going to speak, I'm on day one, and it's like, I'm supposed to speak at like 12:30 or something. And right before my hours, Kim starts all of the ladies on their Find Their Strong story. I didn't know this was coming. Okay. And so every woman takes her turn, and she's like in this chair up at the front. And I'm like, I'm witnessing so much courage and confidence. It was so beautiful. I was crying with them, you know, cause I'm like, not a lot of women can get up and share their story or share their lowest of lows or their biggest struggle or challenge, you know? And I'm like, man, this is what I get paid to do as a motivational speaker. Like I get paid to tell people about my challenges and then, you know, motivate them and give them strategies to get out. And every single one of them was filled with such beautiful wisdom. I was like, literally, I was crying with them. And then she's like, and everyone, the last lady's done. She reads off my bio. I come on stage and I'm like, you all are boss babes. Like, yeah. You gotta become champions. Y'all are champions.
Yeah.
I just witnessed such beautiful words and advice and wisdom. Like every woman has that. So like what you're doing and what you're encouraging your ambassadors to go out and do and to create these types of events for women, kudos, right? Hands down. Like I have like when women can cry together, like all of a sudden now we're like besties, right? And we're like, oh, okay. Yeah. You're
vulnerable. It's a bonding.
Yeah. It was such a beautiful experience. So thank you for, you know, pushing that upon your ambassadors to do that at their events. But I wanted to go back to really quick, is how do you help your clients? Cause so many women just focus in on that end result. How do you get them to start to fall in love with the journey, the process, because it's about who you become in that process. How do you help your clients do that?
That's through a community. It really is. Like I am their coach to guide them through a proven method that works. But as you know, that's not it. Like they really need to connect with the process. And that typically happens within the community. So I have a great Facebook page that they all kind of come together. And then we also do, you know, different sessions throughout the year. And obviously the strong camps are running, so they can go to those as well. But it really is the community of like-minded women, because, you know, when you start anything that's new, like even if it's a business or, you know, you start a new health goal and you might not have those people that around you, you need the community. You need to find people that are doing the same thing as you. Yeah. So you feel supported, so you can see what's possible too, because even though, you know, you're step one, maybe somebody's on step 10, you don't want to compare yourself, but you also want to see the people that have gone through the same thing you and what's possible and what they're doing now. Right. So community is huge in my coaching practice. And I also think setting goals and setting goals to celebrate yourself. So we will do we will do fun group shoots, like fun photo shoots with Paul Bassetta, who's our chief photographer for Strong. And he has a studio here in Toronto. Or if you're outside of the city, sometimes he'll go to you, or, you know, we can find a photographer in an area, because a lot of the people that I work with are mostly moms, high achievers that kind of hid from the camera for many years, you know, like they're taking pictures of their kids, but they're not in them. And we're really flipping that around and saying, no, you're doing this for you and you're celebrating the journey for you. And it is incredible. Like to go to one of those shoots and they're scared. They're like, I can't believe I'm doing this, but they're excited. And yeah. The minute they see themselves behind the lens, like the minute they see their hair and makeup, of course, is all done. And they've worked hard for, let's say, 4 or 5, sometimes 6 months. Yeah. And then for them to see themselves in that light is like, it's life-changing. Mm-hmm. Many of them have I've seen the trickle effect of that. Like many of them have actually like quit their jobs and become coaches themselves. And that's something my husband and I teach too. We actually teach some of our clients who want to be coaches, how we actually do this, how we build a body transformation business online. So we do that as well, but it's like a light switch. Like it's crazy. They see themselves like, oh my God, that's me. And then their world changes. Yeah. It is such a beautiful thing to witness. So it's really about engaging them in the process and showing them what's possible and surrounding them with a community that inspires and uplifts them.
I agree. Yeah. And as a coach, right, I have plenty of coaches because I like to be surrounded by those mm-hmm. who I'm inspired by. I'm like, okay, yeah, like that's where I'm going to go. So I think you hit that nail on the head, girl. Okay. All right. Well, where can people find you? I know you've got I've put all the links in the show notes, you guys. So don't worry about trying to quickly write this down. I know some of you are driving. Some of you are on the stair climber right now. It doesn't matter where you're at. So just go below. You'll hit all of Jennifer's resources, but where's the best place that you want to send people for today right now?
Yeah. So you can go to my Instagram. It's @coach_JBB. And then we also have @strongfitnessmag. I'm always like in my DMs, so you can DM me anytime. If you have a question, I'm there for you. And then my website's at coachjbb.com.
Perfect. Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for your time and your energy and your advice and your wisdom. I know you've got a couple of things here and there, and I'm like, ooh, one day I'm going to host a strong camp.
You should. Oh, I'll send you all the info.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. See how you guys, that connection works. It's so, totally cool. But with that, you guys, thank you so much for listening to another amazing episode. I am a high performance coach providing health, mindset, and life coaching mentorship to women. If you are tired of playing small and you know you're meant for more, feel free to book that call with me. Call Jen. I don't care. As long as you do something about your life, take ownership, right? Take charge of where you're at and boss up to the next level. So if you're ready, and I only work with women who are ready to take action and literally they want something more for themselves, feel free to book a call. I'm sure Jennifer is the same way, but you guys have a beautiful day and stay bossing up.
Thank you for listening to Boss Up Babes with Carissa Adkins, bringing you tangible tips and expert coaching advice to help you boss up and get healthy. Tune in every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for interviews with industry leaders and powerhouse boss babes that will empower you to take action and live your best life. If you're ready to boss up and work with Carissa in one of her transformative group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.